That music means it is time for Conversations with the Mayors, and we'll be talking Orange County with County Commissioner Renee Price. As always, support for Conversations with the Mayors comes from the members of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, who are encouraging you to put down your mouse and get out of the house. Local businesses invite you to mask up, buy local, and engage in safe commerce. Visit carolinachamber.org to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership. I am joined on the phone by Orange County Commissioner Renee Price. Renee, how are you doing this Wednesday afternoon?
Oh, I'm doing quite well this afternoon. I hope you are as well.
I am. A pretty historic day. It was great to see the inauguration today, and it went by without a hitch. And it was nice to see that they had nice weather there, too. It looked like it was snowing for a hot second, and then it got pretty sunny, like what we're seeing here in our community.
Yeah, it did look a little, like it was a little chilly and breezy, but like you, I'm relieved and cautiously optimistic that we can begin to see some change and some transformation, especially during this time of COVID when, we've got more, unfortunately, losing more lives than we did in World War II, and the economy is pretty bad. So I'm just looking forward to getting that vaccine out and trying to help our businesses get back on board and help people get jobs.
Well, that is the place to start. The COVID-19 vaccine distribution is probably the top story among our community, as it has been for the last week, as people have been really interested in getting it out. But it seems like early indications at the moment are that people in the 65 and up age range have been getting their vaccines, making appointments no problem with distribution at the senior centers. Something that you and other elected officials have been saying, though, and we got an update from the Orange County Health Department today, is be patient. And if it's not your phase yet, don't call and try and sign up. Isn't that right?
Well, pretty much. We're trying to go by certain guidelines that we get from the state, and to do it in an orderly fashion will help expedite the whole process. However, we are bringing on more volunteers to help with the phone lines. There's a new phone number. I don't know exactly what it is, but in other words, I think it's another line within the system that will pick up the calls. And another thing that people should realize is that even the Duke Health System and UNC, they also are dispensing the vaccine. And you can go into another county. So if you find that you're unable to get an appointment on a day or within a certain time frame in Orange County or Durham, you can call up Vance County or Granville and see what they have as well. It should be convenient. You know, we're hoping it would be convenient. Now, one thing that we did find out last night when we gave a proclamation to a young lady from Orange County, who was responsible for this, for inventing this vaccine, Dr. Kizmakia Corbett, otherwise known as Kizzy Corbett, and she told us that there have been produced enough doses for everyone, and I'm assuming that she was referring to the entire country. So what we need to do now is hope that we can get enough doses and have enough volunteers and stations so that we can administer the vaccine to everyone.
Yeah, speaking with Orange County Commissioner Renee Price, and that commissioner's meeting last night was a pretty full one, but Kizzy Corbett, after being honored by Hillsborough, I think it was the week before, also got honored with this proclamation. And I mean, she is the definition of a local hero. She is one of the main people credited with developing the Moderna vaccine. And she had a lot of very interesting points to make about people's hesitancy to getting the vaccine, or even just the struggles of getting the word out to people in rural areas that we have in place. Places like Orange County and across North Carolina.
Yes, and she hit the nail on the head, because we do know that there are people that may be hesitant or just, she used a few examples of her uncle, but some people that just aren't used to coming into a health clinic or going over to a school or wherever we may be, administering the vaccines. And then we have to go to them. And, that gets into a lot of things that we do these days. when we're trying to accomplish something is we have to meet people where they are. So, I mean, I'm not sure if we're going to get someone to go out into the tobacco field, you know, to vaccinate, but we may have to come pretty close. And of course, there are people that can't get out of their home or get out easily, even if we do provide free transportation. So we have to look at all situations, all circumstances, and do the best that we can to get everyone vaccinated as quickly as possible.
OrangeCountyNC.gov is the website to go to for the Orange County government. Lots of COVID-19 information there, including how to make an appointment for a COVID-19 vaccine if you are eligible. And we're speaking with Orange County Commissioner Renee Price. That was the beginning of the meeting, but it went on for a good long part after that, largely because the main focus was discussion of this rezoning that has been requested for the proposed Eflin Station development. But ultimately, after a lot of discussion last night, the commissioners ended up not taking a vote. Can you walk our listeners through what was being discussed at the meeting?
Well, one thing to remember is this is a zoning change request. So we're looking at the appropriateness of a change in the intensity and intensity of that area. Right now it is zoned for mixed use, industrial, manufacturing, office, some residential, and the applicant is wanting to put in a mega gas station. So it really means changing the use, and the concerns were primarily environmental. Well, environmental and as well as the scale. I mean, this is, it's huge. And business wanting to locate in Eflin, North Carolina, which is rather small. So some of the concerns, again, as I mentioned, the scale, but, what happens when you put gas tanks in the ground that are close to a watershed and some of the other impacts, such as lighting, throughout the day and night, and then also the traffic patterns. That was, another big concern was how are we going to help traffic flow in and around, not just Buc-ee's, the proposed Buc-ee's, but also in and around Eflin and Hillsboro and points east and west. We discussed until about 11 o'clock and then had certain conditions that we posed to the applicant and asked them to consider them and then come back on February 16th. And we will see what conditions they can agree to and then we will we'll vote.
I know that one of the main conditions is seeing if they can decrease the size of gas pumps. I know that another one is the inclusion of working electric vehicle charging stations. What are some of the other conditions? Because they were coming in pretty fast at the end, but it was also one of those things where it was like a lot of discussion, a lot of comments made by commissioners, and then at the end it was like, okay, wait, what again is it that we are asking them for? So what are some of the other conditions that come out in your mind that you are hoping to be addressed when Buc-ee's comes back with this feedback from the commissioners?
Well, again, basically the scale. Will they reduce the number of gas pumps, therefore reducing, the amount of gas that would be in the ground and the underground tanks? Also considering increasing the number of the electric charging stations and actually having 10. I think we said 10 that would be ready to go on day one. And again, looking... getting more information about the possibilities of a leak or a spill, what happens then, and also information about water usage and the capacity with regards to the sewer. Well, actually, and water as well, capacity for water and sewer waste treatment and sewer.
Speaking with Orange County Commissioner Renee Price, OrangeCountyNC.gov. And that was probably the biggest takeaway because it was what a lot of people were focused on. But another issue that you guys voted on after you wrapped up that Buc-ee's discussion was one that a lot of people have been paying attention to this last week, and that is passing, as expected, the set of non-discrimination ordinances. And you guys became one of the latest to do so, but you were also joined by the cities of Durham and Greensboro that night. I just wanted to get your thoughts on now Orange County is fully united in passing these sets of laws that really help protect Orange County's residents.
Well, absolutely, and I'm so happy and so proud of where I live, because, you know, we just put our foot down and said, no discrimination, no discrimination in Orange County, whether you're in the rural areas, the urban areas, the suburban areas, it doesn't matter, no discrimination. And I believe we're the first county in the state to do so. And again, we did join with our municipalities and our neighbors, and it's something that, you know, it really shouldn't have had to happen, but I'm glad that we're rectifying the situation.
Once again, orangecountync.gov is the website to go to there. Renee, we've got to begin to wrap up, but anything else you want to let listeners know about as we enter the back half of the week?
Two things. I was very pleased with the MLK Day program that occurred on Monday, and people's willingness to participate in a day of service. Two other proclamations or resolutions that we had last night. One was honoring Cordelia Heaney, who had done such a wonderful job with the Compass Center for us here in Orange County. We recognized her. And also January being National Mentoring Month. And we really have to do so much to help our young people these days, particularly this time of COVID, when school systems are operating in an alternative fashion, and so many of our young people are disconnected. They were disconnected, and now it's even worse. So we really have to do a lot. And I hope that people will reach out and continue to help other people. Whether it's young people, old people, we just have to help. I mean, this goes across whether we're talking about COVID, the Compass Center, mentoring. Just reach out and know that we're one community.
Once again, orangecountync.gov is the website to go to for everything that happened in that meeting and much more going on around Orange County. Commissioner Renee Price, thanks so much for joining us again.
Thank you, and everyone have a wonderful evening.